The people of Portsmouth watched as the ships sailed, still mystified as to what change this would bring in their nation's fortunes. In fact, only a chosen few knew the destination. The orders given to the commanders were sealed and not to be opened until the fleet was under sail. Thomas Gage, however, knew that the target lay to the west, on the island of Hispaniola. The New World had been Spain's for many decades, ever since Pope Alexander VI stroked a line down the middle of a map of the world, dividing the non-Christianized territories between Spain and Portugal. In 1494, the line of demarcation was shifted to 370 leagues west of the Cape Verde Islands, giving Brazil to Portugal and the rest of the lands, known and unknown, to Spain. England, France, and the Netherlands, the other players in the great game of empire, never agreed to the terms. In Cromwell's justification for his expedition to the New World, the division was called the Pope's Ridiculous Gift, while King Francis I of France remarked acidly, "I should like to see the clause in Adam's will that excludes me from a share in the world." Spain, however, had the power to enforce its wishes on all comers. It was an unlikely hyperpower, whose lustrous facade hid a faltering ability. But in 1654, as the leaders of the Hispaniola expedition, General Venables and William Penn, set out for the Americas, Spain was still a behemoth, the successor to Rome, and its control of the New World was largely uncontested. For its holdings there, the monarchy had enforced a policy of no peace beyond the line, meaning that all territories beyond Pope Alexander's line of demarcation were not governed by European peace treaties. Spain and its enemies were to be considered in perpetual conflict in the Caribbean and the Spanish Main, the mainland of South and Central America. Although the Spanish kings declared this policy, the truth was that events in the West Indies would influence both relations between European nations and the treaties they negotiated. Cromwell and his commanders wanted fervently to loosen Spain's grip on the riches of the Americas. Gage was their happy scout. His biography had become the blueprint for the invasion.